This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is renewing warnings about large migrant caravans and the, quote, attempted invasion of illegals. The president tweeting this morning more U.S. military troops are being sent to the southern border to stop them, but he says he still wants the border wall. Meanwhile, Democrats remain cool to giving him the funding for it. U.S. Senate Democrat Chris Coons says other options are on the table.
We should be having a wide-open negotiation about how much money to invest in border security, for what types of technologies, and what would be the smartest use of those investments.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. The Midwest and Northeast still in the grip of a dangerously cold Arctic system. Temperatures in Chicago with wind chill yesterday were minus 52, and today more than 2,000 air flights have been canceled, hundreds more delayed because of the cold weather. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Milk Life. Move over, avocado toast. One of the most Instagram foods may surprise you. A new study found milk is one of America's most shared foods on Instagram, and posts with milk express more joy and less negativity than posts without milk. Milk gives kids nutrients to grow strong and helps us refuel after races. But it's also part of life's real moments of happiness, meeting friends for lattes, or digging into mom's famous mac and cheese. Molly Yeh, award-winning cookbook author, blogger, and host of Food Network's Girl Meets Farm, says,
"Milk plays a starring role in my kitchen in my most cherished moments, like my Blintz baked French toast that I make for my brunch club. Milk is wholesome, nourishing, and real."
Milk is important in the moments and foods Americans love. Share your real moments with Milk on Instagram using hashtag LoveWhat'sReal and hashtag Sweepstakes for a chance to win a year's supply of milk. Visit www.milklife.com for rules and regulations. That's www.milklife.com. Milk. Love what's real.
More Americans filing first-time jobless claims. The Labor Department says this morning 253,000 filed first-time claims for benefits last week. Analysts were expecting about 215,000. The rise in claims hitting a level not seen since September 2017 and coming after claims dropped 2 weeks ago to the lowest level since October of 1969. The surge in claims last week, though, possibly because of workers impacted by the five-week partial government shutdown. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro is now warning the U.S. of a Vietnam worse than they can imagine if President Trump sends in American troops. Trump has declared Maduro's rule illegitimate, recognizing opposition leader Juan Guaido as the rightful interim president of the South American nation. Maduro saying yesterday he's calling on the American people to reject any interference in Venezuela by the Trump administration. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Calling them naive and saying they should go back to school, President Trump publicly criticizes his own top intelligence officials for their claims at a hearing on Tuesday about threats posed by ISIS, Iran, and North Korea. Reports are the intelligence officials themselves are frustrated by the president's tweet, considering responding, but having since decided it would be counterproductive to do so. But Democrats are responding, including House Intelligence Committee Chief Adam Schiff.
You've got the best intelligence agencies in the world. Listen to what they have to say. When you ignore them, you do that at our country's peril.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says officiating is not an exact science. Peppered with questions at yesterday's State of the League address about a no call on a seemingly obvious pass interference play in the NFC Championship game, he says the league is looking for possible solutions to make sure that doesn't happen again. Though Goodell adds,
"We also know our officials are human. We also know that they're officiating a game that moves very quickly and have to make snap decisions under difficult circumstances. circumstances, and they're not going to get it right every time.
A new report estimates nearly half of all U.S. adults have some form of heart or blood vessel disease, a dubious medical milestone, mostly due to recent guideline changes when it comes to high blood pressure. Taking high blood pressure out of the mix, 9% of adults have some form of heart disease. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Good to have you with us, polar vortex and all. It's just a matter of time that it congeals and goes back to where it belongs. But meanwhile, it still is cold around this country. By the way, I want to thank and welcome our expanded family of listeners on KFCS, The Trumpet in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, for now carrying Bill Martinez Live all 3 hours, Monday through Friday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time on 1580 a.m., 104.3 FM. So if you guys have anything to say, don't hold back. Your opinion counts here. We love to hear from you. Follow us at B Martinez Live or email at bill@billmartinezlive.com. With us right now, Jeffrey Katz is going to be joining us. His book, The Secret Life. I love Jeffrey Katz's journey. His journey for the search of truth and wisdom. He's a lifelong student and teacher of rationalist religious philosophy. Now, don't get threatened by that term. Some people would hear that and they think, oh, good, what are we getting into? But I love, as I say, Jeffrey's heart and his questioning and looking for wisdom. And so, let's bring Jeffrey on now to talk about his book and some of the wisdom that he's garnered in his search for truth. Jeffrey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, great. It's great to be here with you.
Well, you're a practicing attorney and also a rabbi. So it's almost like, the opening of a comedy bit, you know.
Right.
There is this rabbi and attorney who
also
come along. But, that aside, we're glad that you're here to talk about this. I like one of the quotes that Maimonides, who you have followed, he says, teach thy tongue to say, I do not know, and thou shalt progress. Maybe that should be something you should send to all the politicians. Maybe they might, grow in wisdom from that.
I think that's a great truth. As a matter of fact, Maimonides was all those things you say, but also such a practical thinker. You know, he lived over 800 years ago, but when you read him, he comes across as an incredibly modern thinker. And as a matter of fact, his wisdom and his principles are really the key, not only on an individual level to kind of get beyond the reacting to like bombardments of triviality coming into your beyond that,
right,
and on an individual level, get back to things that really have meaning for you and lead a truly meaningful and wonderful life. But also on the national level, he has his principles can also even break the logjam in D.C. So there's really tremendous wisdom there. And some of it is just a lot of common sense, other is just, horse sense and wisdom, but really very, very practical stuff.
Well, we talk about the national level, the logjam, the conversation that's going on right now, and it's more more to monologues on different tracks that are going on. There's very little dialoguing that's taking place. Somewhat similar to what's happened in the Middle East forever in terms of the animus towards Israel and the Arab countries. You've got this hatred that is ancient. It's thousands of years old that have taken place. And you'd think, if there was really an earnest desire to work things out, you need 2,000 years to do that?
You know, one actually very interesting thing, Bill, is that Maimonides is the one after Bible times who is actually mm-hmm. celebrated by all three of the religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, all celebrate Maimonides and what he did and his principles and his life's work. So it's interesting when those three can come together and agree on something,
right.
You're dealing with something very special.
Right. Well, there's something to be said about truth, is it not? I mean, truth transcends, I believe, the entire spectrum. And whether or not you want to assign it to a particular religion, the truth is universal.
Well, that's exactly right. That was actually Maimonides, one of his bedrock principles. Accept the truth and accept goodness no matter its source, even if you don't otherwise like the source. If truth is coming from the source and something good is coming from the source, it's truth and it's good, and it is true and good. So, for example, in his own lifetime, Maimonides, who was a religious thinker and a doctor, he was a court physician to the Sultan Saladin in Egypt, and he was an astronomer, and he was, many other things. But this is a person who combined, he was a very religious thinker, he looked also to Greek philosophy for some truth, because at the time, that was the best science of the day. So people attacked him viciously. They said, Maimonides, what are you doing? It's only the Bible that has truth. And he said, look, the Bible has a lot of truth, but this Greek philosophy, they've come up with some truths also. Look what they've done in math. Look what they've done in other fields. And he was a very strong proponent. You need to accept truth from whatever source it comes. And in D.C. today, that is one of the ideas that really needs to prevail, because even though there's a lot of common ground, Bill, a lot of things that can be done as a practical matter between the two sides in Washington, because of the animus between the sides, because of the hostility, and they don't want to kind of grant each other a victory or do anything that'll make the other side look good.
Right.
There's a retardation of the process.
Well, there really is, and it's, as you say, practicality has been thrown out the window, because, what we should be focusing on are those things that unify us, and what you suggested early on here, Jeffrey, is that, what is the core principle here in terms of freedom and unity of this country instead of the divisiveness? And so we're going to stay divided and somehow convince ourselves that we're going to unite somewhere down the road, and we're stuck in this division. And, we're talking by one another. We're really not. I hear these sound bites from, Democrats and Republicans about the wall. Everything's about the wall. Like it that has become the new four letter word in this current, news cycle. And it's just ridiculous, because it has to do with national security, which, oh, by the way, is the number one job of the president of the United States, is to secure its citizens. And that should be the number one job of anybody in elected office. So it's like, okay, then bring forth your ideas, because it's not like Donald Trump's only talking about a wall. Yes, it was a campaign slogan and the wall was the focus, but, that's campaign stuff. The idea and what 63 million people got behind here with Donald Trump was that he was going to do something about securing the border, which we have realized for a long time, for decades, that it is a major problem. We have illegals coming into the country. The rule of law, it continues to be violated. We have citizens that are killed. We're now participating in sex slavery, like it or not, because we allow this to happen. The drug cartels, on and on, all this bad and evil stuff happening because, because we don't want to get together and say, oh, for the sake of him getting some sort of campaign victory slogan deal, that's a right. violation of our sensitivities.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. You see, if we wait for the feelings, if we wait for the attitudes of the animus to pass, it's never going to happen. It's not going to happen anytime immediately. So that's the wrong path. Now, Maimonides had a great insight in personality. Maimonides had the insight that it's a lot easier for people to change their actions actions to change their attitudes. Maimonides' advice in today's Washington logjam would be, you feel a certain way toward each other. We're not going to change that anytime soon, but let's go to actions. Let's force ourselves to do actions that go in the other direction. And then if we do enough actions like that, and I'll give you a couple of examples right now,
I'll tell you what, we've got to go. We're going to pause it right there. We're going to leave everybody on the edge of the seat. We've got to go to break. More from Jeffrey Katz. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
Here, authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranty.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, and independent. Maybe a little ornery every once in a while, just for some spice. Why not? It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Jeffrey Katz continues with this lifelong student, teacher of rationalist religious philosophy. Became fascinated in his youth by his discovery of the ancient wisdom of Maimonides, and I'm sure you are looking that up as well. If this is new to you, he received rabbinic ordination while focusing on disseminating the ancient life-changing wisdom that he had uncovered. You know, practicing attorneys, appeared on national TV on a broad range of issues and has lectured widely. Jeffrey, as we were talking about, the challenge of this debate, and more of an argument rather than a debate, because even in a debate, you know, you have an exchange of ideas and you're going back and forth, and it evolves, we hope, into a dialogue. But right now we've got two kind of monologues that are happening on the rail, and emotions are what is keeping the dialogue from happening. And you were just expanding on the idea that we have to get out of the emotions and focus on actions. And in doing that, then the emotions will resolve and follow accordingly. Is that right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly the idea. In other words, we can't wait till the attitudes change before doing something, because it'll never happen. We have to do something first. So two, I mean, Maimonides' practical program would be right now to break the logjam. I mean, thing number one to do would be, you know, pick two poor states, one blue, and do a big infrastructure program, creating thousands and thousands of new jobs, important jobs in both of those states. That's the kind of thing that a leadership in both parties will be able to sell to their own base. And it will be the two working together. So even though the animus may not, maybe it'll soften a drop there, the animus will persist, but the action will be done. Next, on the Maimonides national program, you would have some kind of important federal jobs retraining program. One of Maimonides' key ideas is the eight ladders, the levels of charity. The first and highest level of charity is getting someone to a place where he will not need charity anymore. Teach a person to fish. That was true
right.
of Maimonides. Teach a person
yes, exactly.
to fish. Don't give a person a fish. So it's really not, I mean, that key core principle, that can be the basis of a smart federal jobs retraining program, where people on public assistance, it's not going to be the goal just to recruit millions and millions and millions of Americans to be on public assistance forever. The goal will be to retrain them and get them in good jobs. And that
right.
is another bilateral, bipartisan step that can be taken. And then as these steps are taken, the animus slowly will lessen. Mm-hmm. And that's a road forward.
Well, I got to tell you, Jeffrey, we have said, even with the previous administration, we saw jobs go away, and we saw the frustration level, the grief to happiness ratio in America just goes sideways. It was a mess because people were frustrated. They just weren't doing what it is that their creator has called them to do, to be fruitful and multiply. That's ingrained in us. And Maimonides understood this. And I thought it was interesting, too, because when I saw that quote about feed a man a fish and you know, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day, teach him how to fish and he's got food for a lifetime. You know, that was attributed, at least in my early years as I was growing up, to Pope John the 23rd, who of course wrote his famous book about the fishermen. And and I thought, okay, well, that's interesting. But when I saw it attributed to Maimonides, I thought, oh, okay, and of course what you're sharing with us right now is exactly right, because we saw that when people when the boot of the regulatory government was lifted off the throats of people, what did you have? You know, our productivity through the roof. We've had a 3.0 plus GDP last year, which will be officially, you know, announced here very soon. People are happier than for a long time. We've got new business development that's all taking place. This is all positive stuff. And to your point, it's something that we can celebrate, unfortunately. And it's interesting, too, in that point, because if anything's bipartisan, it's jobs. Everybody's working. It wasn't like, you know, Trump and the Republicans came and said, hey, these jobs are only for Republicans. You know, it is, it's indiscriminate. I mean, you know, everybody's working here. Republican, I mean, if you want a job with right now where we're standing, you know, we got more jobs than people. And right now the labor force supposedly is a million short, is what they tell us. But still, you know, we've got so much yet to appreciate, to your point, in terms of, first of all, just getting people to work and to work at their highest level. And I think we have that opportunity more so than we've had in a long time, to where not only that people are just working, but they're actually doing something they enjoy and they're being fulfilled in doing.
It's so true, Bill. Now that we're in an economy that is growing jobs, this is the time to refocus our national effort. So much is made of public and governmental charitable works in terms of just the dole and the never-ending, just handing out money to people and making them dependent. You've hit it on the head, and according to these Maimonides principles, now is the time to get people to become independent and to stand on their feet. And it's amazing that people are not talking about a serious bipartisan jobs training program for Americans. There are jobs available and there are people, and but with training, we can get people into self-sufficiency and living the life they want to live and really recapturing that American dream.
Well, this is the stumbling block, to your point, Jeffrey, of emotions. It is blocking and retarding the process to where, instead of, you know, fussing and that, we're actually being creative and using our God-given talents to take us to the next level. And we're wasting opportunities. See, this is my, you know, and maybe you feel the same way, is I have this sense of urgency. You know, today is today, and we could really be rocking and rolling here, but instead, we're going to be fussing over the definition of a wall and all this other goofy stuff, instead of, you know, doing things that are practical, as you say, that can be win-win for everybody. And we got to get out of this politicking thing, and it's us against them and all this tribalism that continues to keep us disfocused. And of course, what it threatens is the very democratic republic in which we grew up in.
You're absolutely right. You know, so through these principles, not only having a job that one likes and is meaningful, and again, they're available and with retraining, it can happen. Maimonides' techniques also show how we can get on an individual level, aside from the national level and those issues, how on an individual level we can get away, Bill, from what many of our lives have become, reacting to the information bombardment, you know, that we have. Every screen we were facing is just filled with information. Most of it winds up being trivial, and a lot of our days become just managing and reacting to what is, like, largely just trivial stuff. Maimonides, exactly. Through his techniques, we can get beyond the daily routine and off the merry-go-round. Maimonides shows us on an individual level how to find what he would call, each of us, our own individual perfection, our ultimate purpose, yes, and game-changing goal in life, our own higher calling that can really, you know, when you devote some time and energy to that every day, and it's special for every person, life can really be transformed.
Well, you know, on a Christian level, Jeffrey, the prayer is for a revival. And when that comes up in my conversations with people, I say, well, then go out and be a revival of one. Go out and be that revival. You can control yourself. Maybe you are that lightning rod. You may be that match that ignites in the right bush that really, you know, gets people doing and, you know, doing the kind of things that are needed for a time such as this. So I agree with that, is that, you know, it's kind of like, I thought it was quite interesting on an airplane. You know, they always tell you when those air masks come down, they say the first thing you do is you take care of yourself before you take care of somebody else. I just think in that simple application, there's a lot of wisdom right there.
Right. Well, those are also the principles of a secret life. And it is also not only on a national level, but on an individual level, when some of the good things you do are kept to yourself and they well up inside your soul and nourish your soul from the inside out, and really can be transformational, not only on an individual level, but for this whole society.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey, for coming on the show. You are a blessing. The book, The Secret Life, will be linked on our website, available at all the usual places as well. Jeffrey, how can they be in touch with you? We've got about 10 seconds left.
Yeah, through the Barnes & Noble website and Amazon website and the Newsmax website.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is renewing warnings about large migrant caravans and the, quote, attempted invasion of illegals. The president tweeting this morning more U.S. military troops are being sent to the southern border to stop them, but he says he still wants the border wall. Meanwhile, Democrats remain cool to giving him the funding for it. U.S. Senate Democrat Chris Coons says other options are on the table.
We should be having a wide-open negotiation about how much money to invest in border security, for what types of technologies, and what would be the smartest use of those investments.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. The Midwest and Northeast still in the grip of a dangerously cold Arctic system. Temperatures in Chicago with wind chill yesterday were minus 52, and today more than 2,000 air flights have been canceled, hundreds more delayed because of the cold weather. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy and some other issues. Finally, my internist threw a bunch of tests and colonoscopy, I won't bore you with the details, found out that my system doesn't produce enough acid to break food down enough where I get the B12 benefit out of it. So I went on shots once a month, which my wife, who's a nurse, can give me, but I was still pretty lethargic. I was just telling my wife last night, I said, you know what? I feel fantastic. This Balance of Nature really gives me energy beyond anything else I've ever taken.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, to hear these sound bites of, these congressmen, you know, talking about the border wall, and, you know, they're so fixated on that. I mean, it would be refreshing if they said, hey, look, we got a problem here. We're going to analyze it. It's not $5.8 billion for the wall. It's, we may determine it's $10 billion. For border security that we need to consider. We're not hearing that. I mean, it's like they're already coming in with a ceiling, and that's what concerns me a bit. I don't know if that's something that you've picked on up as well, but, you know, and again, off the heels of our conversation that we just had with Jeffrey Katz, got to get it out of the emotion. You know, let's see if we can put some of these things that we've learned about into action. Maybe there's something you can put into your own life where you find yourself where you're locked down emotionally and things. And you're like, it's just intractable. It's not happening. Maybe, that old fake it till you make it kind of thing. You know, find a couple of action steps that you can do. Maybe just one that you could just, you know, bear with and just say, hey, you know, I say I'm a kind person, so I'm going to act kind on this one thing. You know, whatever it is, but just come up with something in terms of an action that you can do and then, you know, see what happens. See if the emotions don't follow. It's going to be a process, especially if you've been hanging on those emotions for quite a while. Like we talked about with Israel and the Arabs, I mean, it's thousands of years of hatred there. So it's going to be maybe a lot of patience that's required, to say the least. Of course, we know how it ends there. Jan Benedek Steenkamp is our next guest, and we're going to be talking about the spectacular rise and impact of discount retailers. Jan Benedek, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
My pleasure. I'm fine. You're probably a little colder than I am.
Well, I'll tell you what, the studio is very cold. They're, I think, at minus 17 this morning, which is quite refreshing because I think it was minus 50 plus last night. I'm in Southern California up in the mountains of Lake Arrowhead. And so, I'm in a heat wave by comparison. It's 54 degrees here. So, we don't have a lot of complaints. Although, anybody can complain about anything. Where are you at right now yourself?
I'm in Chapelville, North Carolina, and last night it was cold for here, 18 degrees only, although it's kind of warm compared to Chicago.
Yes, well, without a doubt. And of course, for people like you and I that do a lot of traveling, when you're, surprised by a polar vortex, that means it's an instant run to the store to layer up because, who plans for polar vortexes, right?
No, nobody can.
Right, exactly. Well, let's talk about your book, Retail Disruptors, The Rise and Fall of Hard Discounters. What is happening in the marketplace? We see a lot of these retail outlets that were once bastions of our culture, going out of business. What's happening here, Jim?
Well, what we see is a spectacular rise of hard discounters led by Aldi, also Trader Joe's, and Lidl. In the U.S., they have really set their eyes now on the U.S. after having conquered just recently the Great Britain. And we'll see a number of other stores disappearing, but that is normal in retailing. Let's say when I was born, the stores were very different from what they are now. So that's a dynamic that is now ramping up in America.
How much pressure is added to all this with Internet purchases?
The Internet purchases, especially fueled by Amazon, give pressure from above, if you will. And these hard discounters come from below. They are not so strong when it comes to the online purchases. There, what you see is that Amazon is leading that. Other retailers feel that they need to follow that. So that costs a lot of extra money because it's not going to be a whole lot of extra sales, but it is much more expensive. So they have higher costs there. And then Aldi and others are attacking them from below on lower prices. So let's say the normal mainstream retailers, they feel a squeeze from above, through online, from below, through the hard discounters with lower prices and better value, and a number of them will collapse in the next few years.
Jan, is this a fait accompli with what's happening in the marketplace? I mean, it's just kind of redefining itself. Or is some of this, when you get a press, that happens, upward, downward press that's going on, the temptation is to abandon your lane. And when you do that, you lose some consistency and some brand identification with the marketplace that for many years, you paid for, you built up. And once you let go of that, you're probably easier for the pickings. Is that so?
Yes, what you see is a number of supermarkets. Let's not forget that the supermarkets actually started out a number of years ago as the low price option, and they kept on adding bells and whistles, and sometimes that was really smart, but sometimes not so much. But the price level crept up and up, and if you see that, the last 20 years, real income in America for the average family has hardly improved. And that puts a lot of pressure on households, so they're looking for ways how to cut costs. And then another thing is that these hard discounters, they sell nearly all private label, and the younger generations, millennials and younger people, they actually care a heck of a lot less about brands, especially in grocery, and Apple still they like, but in grocery, than the older generations. So that's giving an additional pressure on these supermarkets.
Right. Let's address the secrets of hard discount retailers. What is giving them their success?
The success is that they have very low costs, and they have the stores are a lot smaller. They have an assortment that is less than 10% that of an average supermarket, like an average Kroger or so. They have very high, 80-90% private label, which means that they can purchase high quality products in bulk from suppliers, offering them for prices that are much lower than the mainstream retailers. With their lean operation, they provide really unbeatable value for money.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, millennials, and I think you know, across the board, as you described, with the economy being what it is, I mean, every household's looking for, you know, value, and value based on, you know, based on price, availability, quality. You know, the proof is in the pudding. So if, like you said, if you like the taste of an apple and it's cheaper, you know, all the better. And what's happening is the goods that are coming in by these hard discounters, they're pretty good, aren't they?
They are really good. I mean, I purchase most of my stuff at Trader Joe's, which is close by here, and I only go to a regular supermarket for some special items. They're vastly overpriced. I also go there because it is a lot faster. At a regular supermarket, the store is huge. It takes me forever to find what I want. And then actually the lines for the checkout are often very very long because they've cut back on personnel. If I go to a hard discounter, I get quickly in and out for a much lower price. It's just a much it is a lot less draining. You know, I don't want to spend forever in the supermarket.
Oh,
and I save a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what other, you know, strategies that you found that are advancing and being very effective for, you know, stores like Aldi's and Trader Joe's? You mentioned the size of the store. You know, they focus on those key items. I mean, because one of the things that we know about business, Jen, is that, you know, you get that old Pareto principle that 20% gives you 80% of the yield. And that seems to be incorporated in their philosophy, is it not?
You're absolutely right. And I was the other day, I tried to purchase at the regular supermarket some canned tomatoes. There were 120 different canned tomato items on the shelves. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the 20% or less of all those items, they generate by far the most of the profits. So what you have to do is you take out only the really well-selling ones. That is what Aldi does. And that generates the really big sales. You shouldn't forget that Aldi itself is a huge company. It is the one of the five largest companies in grocery in the world.
Exactly. Well, Jen, we got to take a quick break. We got more from Jan Benedict Steenkamp. His book, Retail Disruptors, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
As we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, at the intersection of faith and culture, welcome back. Jan Benedict Steenkamp, JB, as we say, is with us. We're talking about his book, Retail Disruptors, The Rise and Fall of Hard Discounters. JB, you know, before the break, we were talking about the success of these stores that have taken over they're taking over the marketplace, stores like Trader Joe's and Aldi's. And isn't Aldi's related? Isn't it like one of the brothers from Trader Joe's? Isn't that who are the founders of Aldi's?
Actually, you're right. Trader Joe's is also owned by Aldi. So the two biggest are discounters are both owned by Aldi.
Oh, I thought they were separate. So Aldi actually owns Trader Joe's. That's interesting. And I find also the personality of Aldi's probably just slightly more rustic than Trader Joe's. Is that fair?
Yes. If you kind of think about it, that Trader Joe's would be more of a competitor to Whole Foods, and Aldi mm-hmm. would be more of a competitor, say, to Kroger. There is overlap, but Trader Joe's is actually, it's an oxymoron and a kind of premium hard discounter.
Uh-huh. So these discount retailers, how are they able to turn a profit by selling these products at such a low price? Are they just hard bargaining with the suppliers?
Yes, they're tough guys, but actually most suppliers prefer to deal with hard discounters than with regular ones because they are also having large orders. So there's a large mm-hmm. volume you can send to them, and you set the price, and they are not going to renegotiate the prices all the time because that also takes a lot of money. So how do they make money? Dough they sell at a lower price is because the products move off their shelves much faster. You know, we're talking about these more than 100 varieties of canned tomatoes. I'm pretty sure
exactly.
80 of those right. they are collecting dust there on the shelf, and right. they still cost the supermarket money.
Yeah. So the advantage for these distributors is that they have less competition on the shelf, and this becomes a high volume type of proposition for them. And if they're realizing the volume, hey, you continue to do that, which you get rewarded for, right?
That's correct. Absolutely. Our discounters are vastly more profitable than regular supermarkets.
Mm-hmm. So what can these conventional retailers, like, you know, Walmart and local supermarkets, what can they do to, you know, to fight off these discount retailers?
They can essentially do two things. They can either try to compete on price by dropping the prices significantly, or they can improve the service game. Now, a Walmart is sufficiently large and strong to drop prices and to be fairly price competitive. A Kroger is already a lot more difficult, and the smaller regional supermarkets, they have essentially no chance of playing the price game. What they should do, on the other hand, is that improve service, because that's not something that the hard discounters are very well known for. That is right. in-store experience, that it is nicer, you have freshly prepared meals, there are the checkout lines are not long, there is in-store advice, there is online delivery, and there is a lot of opportunities still there, so that you kind of separate yourself from the price focus that these hard discounters have. And some will be successful, but actually we will see in the next few years that that a significant number of retailers will collapse.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up the service issue, because I, in my marketing background, have pushed service all along in terms of being customer-centric. And in the service world right now, it doesn't require a whole lot. I have maintained that if you are 5% ahead of the group in service, that is quantum. And, you know, just by even greeting a person, you know, how many times you go in a store today and nobody says hi? You know, it's like, wow, I mean, you're not even welcoming my business into your store. Well, you know, if it's a transactional thing and I just need some milk, okay, fine and dandy. But if I, along the way, find a store that, you know, welcomes me, that, you know, it's kind of like that old local grocery store where, you know, you felt like you had a friend, you had a relationship there, people cared about it. Yeah, you didn't think about price. You were just happy to go there. It was kind of like a, you know, a little bit of a break from the humdrum, you know, fast-paced world or whatever that we live in. And all of a sudden you go to a place and you go, hey, this is my store, it's my people, and, you know, price doesn't matter, or it matters little.
Well, that is true. Unfortunately, Bill, that is not my experience when I go to a supermarket. There is nobody to read. If I'm in the store, there is nobody to ask where can I find something. And when
exactly.
I check out, I have to do some self-checkout, which is often very complex to do. And otherwise, the lines are very long. So, yes, I mean, it's a long way. You know, I've now lived in the U.S. for 12, 13 years, and I seen here in my local area, actually, the service going down and down and down. So then it's not strange that people go to a hard discounter, because the service is also not great, let's face it. But you get really the best quality for the price that you pay.
Well, you're exactly right. I think what's permeated our culture right now, we're a little too ornery. We're a little too emotional right now. Political environment, all this tribalism that's going, that's affecting, you know, people's attitudes. And we need to get out of that, because we're not happy campers. We're not good workers. We're not satisfied, fulfilled workers at work. We're not adding to people's day because we're grumbling, you know, about things. So how charming can that be? And that, to me, in the end run, is going to end up, you know, no matter how cheap it it is that you offer food and some of the services, if you really don't have that that attitude like you talked about before that blesses people, that makes them feel good about coming into the store and experiencing a positive experience, I mean, all this stuff is going to chip away and you're going to find yourself spit out by the marketplace because you in time will become irrelevant. So that is the opportunity for businesses, of any kind, whether we're talking about retailers or any other kind of service industry for that matter, is that we have to monitor the attitudes of our people who are representing our company and, kind of keep a pulse on people's, what Zig Ziglar used to call JB stinking thinking. Because that stinking thinking, like a disease can run rampant into an organization, can it?
Absolutely. And the great thing of the competitive capitalist economy is that we have is that if, let's say, the mainstream retailers or other service providers, for that matter, if they do not really provide it, you see other guys coming in. They either have better service or they charge lower price. And the ones that are in the market, they either have to up their game or they're going to go out of business. And that's actually ultimately the consumer is the ultimate winner. They either get better service or they get a lower price, but they're not stuck with a high price and bad service. And unfortunately, I'm to say that's a lot of the experience of me as well as of many other Americans, because when you look at, say, what Consumer Reports reports is that when you look at customer satisfaction, Trader Joe's and Aldi are very high, and a lot of the other, the Krogers and others of the world, their customer satisfaction is not at all high, so clearly they're not doing really the good job.
Right, exactly. Well, JB, to your point, I can tell you, the other day I was at a store, and it really caught me by surprise because I was, I found somebody and they were readily available and they were in the middle of doing something. But I said, hey, can I ask you a question? I'm looking for something. And they said, oh, yeah, let me take you to it. I mean, they stopped doing what they took. I mean, it was a little awkward, almost a little embarrassing for me, because, they could have told me it was on aisle 3 or 4 or whatever, and I would have located it. But they were happy to take me over there and show me exactly where the product was that I was looking for. That's the thing about service. You're just doing, like I said, 5% more than any other person. And, as I mentioned before, an attitude, the attitude wasn't like, oh, gosh, can't you see I'm stacking these stuff and you're getting in my way? And, he was happy to set his project aside and, which he had to do for his job and help me. So the culture within this organization is very positive and I think is a good example for others to learn to the exact point that you and I have been discussing this morning.
Yes, and it's not rocket science. It's back to marketing basics. You say that you are a marketing guy in the services arena. That is the basic element of service. I was the other day at a local supermarket here. I was looking for vinegar, and I don't purchase a lot, so I thought it might be salad dressings. Well, it wasn't there. It ended up actually with coffee, no clear reason. But it took me 10 minutes, and there was nobody in the store actually even to help me, let alone that there would be somebody that would take me to that particular ale. So at that point, I kind of realized, this is just ridiculous. Nobody to help me. The price is high, and then so you need to provide better service. Otherwise, you're gonna get out of business.
Exactly, you'll be irrelevant. In the research for your book, any key breakthrough in particular that comes out for you? We only got about 30 seconds left.
The key breakthrough is I have calculated that the rise of the hard discounters is currently already saving American consumers tens of billions of dollars through shopping there or because other retailers are dropping their prices. So the American consumer is the ultimate winner.
Well, Jan Benedict Steenkamp, JB, is the C. Massey Distinguished Professor of Marketing at the University of North Carolina's Ken and Flagler Business School, a fellow at
Fudan University in Shanghai, an honorary professor as well. Thank you, JB. Appreciate it.
Any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease